You only have to look as far as a cup of coffee to get the point. Bi-local advocacy group Syracuse First says if you turn one way into the large national retailer, about 43 cents of that $2 French roast stays in the local economy. But if you turn the other and go into Freedom of Espresso or Recess Coffee or another local business, almost twice as much stays at home. Martin Butts works with Recess and other firms on local marketing within the food industry.
Many, many restaurants, both downtown and in the surrounding areas, that are moving to locally sourced. We're seeing an upswing in new farms, new farm products, food producers, as well as entrepreneurs stepping into some gaps that exist in the system in between producers and consumers.
Butts will be one speaker at the New Economy Summit. Sessions will focus on trying to keep business local and ways different businesses can work together to support more local jobs and growth. AmeriCue Credit Union Vice President Judy Cowden sees buy local as an effective growth strategy.
We can't really look to the federal government and we can't look to the state. We can generate our own economic mojo right here, I think. And we see businesses coming in our door every day with business plans in their hands, and they want to finance new equipment, finance expansions, they're hiring, they're growing.
Syracuse First says shifting 10% of retail and wholesale to local buying could produce 1,200 new jobs. Chris Bolt, WAER News.